Good day all and welcome to the Upstate Housing Program. My name is Michelle Masurgeon and I will be your host bringing you news and information regarding the struggle for decent affordable housing in the Capital Region. Just a reminder, with cold weather moving in, heat must be supplied from October 1st through May 31st. If the temperature falls below 55 degrees between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., each apartment must be heated to a temperature of at least 68 degrees. The City of Albany also requires, if the outside temperature falls below zero, each apartment must be heated to a temperature of at least 68 degrees. Affordable housing advocates believe homelessness became official policy of the federal government when President Richard Nixon put a moratorium on the construction of public housing, and then President Ronald Reagan enacted drastic cuts to rental assistance programs. With housing costs rising since the financial crisis of 2008, the housing problem has only gotten worse. My guest today is Kristen Copper, a SUNY grad student, to discuss her documentary film called I Am Warrior, Women and Housing Injustice. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you.
Kristen, can you let us share with us and our listeners what your documentary film is about?
Sure. So it's focused on housing injustice in the Capital Region, specifically Albany, but there's also some interviews from people in Schenectady and Rensselaer. It just covers a wide range of housing topics like homelessness, poor housing conditions, retaliatory evictions, and the stigma that follows Section 8.
So what's the stigma that follows Section 8 that you found out about?
A lot of landlords don't like to accept it, or people tend to think that people on Section 8 might be lazy or they don't want to work, which is totally inaccurate.
So what made you want to produce this film?
So at the time I was in graduate school, I was studying women, gender, and sexuality studies. So I knew I wanted to do a documentary film, and I was looking for a subject that would be interesting and a good focus for women. I had done a lot of research on like reproductive rights and women's bodies, that type of thing. And my best friend actually works for United Tenants of Albany, and I was having a conversation with her, and she mentioned, you know, a lot of my clients that come in are actually women. Women are often found at the center of housing injustice issues. And I thought, wow, you know, why aren't we talking about housing issues in my classes or more in our communities? So I immediately jumped on that, and I thought it would be good to make a film about that to help, you know, just bring the community together to talk about it and also help bring my classmates and professors in on it to talk about it in classrooms, too.
Did you show the film to your classmates and professor?
Yep. I had a screening at the end of the semester on the campus. So there was a lot of students there and some other people from the community, and people who were featured in the film got to come and see it. And after the film, there was a discussion and people kind of shared some of their ideas and views on housing issues and maybe how to fix things. So it was really awesome to see. So I'm kind of hoping the same thing can happen with this screening.
So it becomes like an educational tool?
Yes, definitely. That's what I'm hoping it can be, is an educational tool. And I was looking for this film to kind of just give a space for women to be able to share their experiences and tell their stories, because I think when people are able to share their personal experiences, it's really powerful.
So in making the film, were there things that surprised you that came out of the film that you weren't anticipating?
I think I was just surprised by how like resilient people are who deal with these housing issues, and how fearless they are fighting against these issues. You know, a lot of people will go to court and just basically represent themselves to get through, you know, these issues and try to have a good solution. And they might, I mean, having a home that you feel safe in is so important for like your mental health and your physical health. So not having that is such a stress. So to know that some people have this stress, that they don't have a secure home and they're still able to wake up every morning and go to work, take care of their families and continue to fight for like better housing, is really amazing to me.
Do you have any particular story that stood out that you would like to share?
There's a couple stories in the documentary film, so if people come, they can definitely come see those in more detail. But yeah, there's a couple women featured in the film that share their stories of, you know, I think it's mainly, there's one about retaliatory eviction and then one about poor housing conditions and how they go to court to represent like what they're going through and try to get a conclusion to it.
So what got you interested in housing and specifically housing in the capital region where we have over 45% of renters paying more than 35% of their gross income from rent?
Yes, I think I was interested in the housing issues. I chose specifically here just because this is where I lived. But as I was doing research, I realized what we're experiencing here in the capital region is happening all over the United States. You know, people are getting paid low wages and expected to pay these really high rent costs. And exactly like you said, I found a lot of people are using majority of their paychecks to pay for their rent. So they don't have much left for, you know, utility bills, for food, gas, that type of thing. So it's a struggle. So I think I was just interested too, because it seems like a topic that needs to be talked about more. We hear a lot about education and healthcare, and I'm wondering why there's not more conversation on housing when that's such an important aspect of people's lives.
Have you been following any of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates and their outlook on housing and housing reform?
I've watched some of the debates, and that's, I think, again, where I'm like, it seems like it's not, you know, a hot topic that's talked about too much. And again, I wish it was talked about more in those debates.
So housing issues can be very complicated with a lot of good and bad actors on both sides, the landlord and tenant side, plus zoning and building law rules to adhere to. What, you know, based on what you've learned, would you propose to fix the homeless problem, or what housing policies would you change?
What I would hear a lot from the people I interviewed, because I would also interview people who work in the field, it sounds like they just are asking for more funding on certain things. So, you know, with more money from the state, better shelters, better programs can be funded, conditions can get better in those shelters and places like that. So that seemed to be a main thing, was like asking for funding and making sure we're getting that.
Was a majority of the women in, were they homeless or were they just living in substandard housing or a combination?
My film features both. So I interview some women who are dealing with their like apartments that they're renting having issues, and there's also women featured that are dealing with homelessness issues. A major part of the storyline is this 24-hour vigil that took place at the state capitol, where they came to protest and basically demand, you know, more funding and being able to have better resources.
So what exactly was this protest?
So they called it the 24-hour vigil for the 89,000 homeless New Yorkers. And it was also asking for the Home Stability Support Act to be passed, which I know unfortunately did not happen. But they rallied for a full 24 hours, so that's in my film as well.
Wow. So what conclusions have you drawn from making this film?
I would say that housing needs to be viewed as a basic human right, I think. And to start, a lot of people, it's kind of like a business model, so sometimes landlords can benefit from it or benefit from even like evictions and things like that. And I would like, you know, housing to be viewed as, I also feel like, healthcare. It shouldn't be something that people are profiting from. It's a basic human right, so people deserve that.
So less of a commodity and, mm-hmm. and more of, you know, sustaining human, taking care of human beings.
Yeah.
In wrapping up, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
I guess just like I said before, that the film, I hope it can be a tool for education and sparking some, you know, communication in our neighborhoods. So I hope people can show up to the screening and also feel free to share, you know, their thoughts or views or things after the screening as well. So the screening will be Monday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at United Tenants of Albany, which is 255 Orange Street in Albany.
Okay, and that's Monday, November 18th at 7 p.m. It is free and open to the public. And I thank you, Kristen, for joining us today on the Upstate Housing Program.
Thank you.